Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, parking ticket updates. You've heard about the civil disobedience and non-cooperation going on here in New Hampshire. We'll give you an update on what happened with our all of us had parking tickets that we've been dealing with. And none of us have been, well, two out of three of us have
not
paid it.
Go ahead, give me a bunch of crap about it. I'm ready for it.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it here in a bit. Also, take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. Plus, Dale's going to share with us five things you learned about guns, five myths you learned about guns from Hollywood movies. So we'll get to all of that, hopefully. But your calls are the primary element. So we go to Johnson in Connecticut on the AMP lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I heard you guys in the last hour mention Pastafarianism, and I just thought I'd make a small announcement, I guess, for the listeners. I don't know if you guys know, but I wander around with a WWFSMD bracelet on at all times.
What would the Flying Spaghetti Monster do?
That's correct.
Gotcha.
And
do you ever get asked about it?
One time.
Okay.
One time, and I've worn it for probably a couple of years now.
Really? People are so caught up in their lives that they don't care?
Yeah, probably. You know, and the fact that, like, everyone and their dog has one of those rubber bracelets now. So.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not unusual to see them anymore.
Right. So, anyway, for fans of people who are fans of various different Liberty media, a lot of Free Talk Live fans might be aware of Stefan Molyneux and his show, Free Domain Radio, and what I wanted to announce is that he's been dogging on agnostics, and I am very, very strongly agnostic.
Militant agnostic.
So,
how can you be strongly agnostic? That's like saying I'm strongly, weakly something. I don't know. It sounds like
a
double negative.
You know, I would answer you now, but that would ruin the fun, see, because I challenged Stefan Molyneux to a debate. And
well, wait a minute. Why don't you explain what an agnostic is in case that's going over someone's head?
Okay, there's two things. If you're talking about atheism, you're talking about belief, right? You're talking about whether or not you believe there is a deity or not, whether or not you believe in a god.
Right.
When you're talking about Gnosticism, you know, or agnosticism, you are talking about knowledge, whether or not you hold facts or information and know whether or not there is a deity or not. So I believe very strongly in agnosticism is how I would phrase it.
Meaning you believe that you don't know.
Right.
Gotcha. Right.
Very strongly.
So if you
and
believe strongly,
take a stance on belief.
If you're a militant agnostic, your belief system is, I don't know whether there's a god, and you don't know either.
That's correct.
Okay, so yeah. now why
not
is
only
Stefan?
That, but I refuse to take a stance on belief because I don't know.
Okay,
know?
Now why is so, Stefan Molyneux attacking agnosticism on his show, Free Domain Radio?
Well, he believes that agnosticism is a cowardly point of view, and that agnostics are only agnostic, that the only type of agnostic in existence is the agnostic that wants to not discuss religion. An agnostic who doesn't want to offend religious people.
Well, I can kind of see that, I can kind of see where he's coming from. If you believe that agnosticism is sort of the I don't know stance, and you haven't dug down deep into it in the way that you apparently have been, I can see where he's coming from.
There are those out there that he's describing very well, but I don't think it's fair to say that's all agnostics.
I just feel bad that Stefan hasn't met me yet. So.
Ah, okay.
we're going to remedy that next
right.
Friday.
Well, I was told, I just actually had a conversation last night that people who believe that the universe itself is God, which sort of describes my views. I mean, I do use the term
pantheist. You're sitting in the room with one, aren't you?
What's that?
You're sitting in the room with someone who believes that the universe is God, aren't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, but I kind of do myself too. But someone told me that that's just someone who wants to feel special. If you feel that way,
wants to feel special.
And I'm like, but doesn't that kind of mean that you're definitely not special? Like if everything is unified, then then, you know,
how can I be special compared
to Ian if we're all part of this big unified wave theory.
Since everybody's coming out with their religious beliefs, I don't confront people on their religious beliefs unless they do sort of one of two things, heavily proselytize, mm-hmm. or
then they're asking for it,
or they basically threaten you with hell if you don't believe what they believe. Now, those are at that point, that's when I whip out the big Bible guns that, unfortunately, I was, taught all that stuff and all that voodoo in my youth. And so I can wade in with, just shy of the really scholarly guys on the Bible. And, those are the only times that I jump in, is when somebody starts threatening somebody else with hell.
Well, you won't be able to jump in because Johnson and Stefan are going to be having a debate about this very issue on our program this in a week from tonight.
Oh, cool.
So at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, things are already shaping up for our shows. Normally in advance of our live shows, we do the Liberty Forum and we do the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we do two live shows or live events. We do multiple shows per event. But we do two live events per year, and usually we just kind of wing it. Usually when we show up, it's just like, okay, well, if you want to be on, come on, and then Mark runs around and gets some people, and we just kind of wing it, and we bring people in. This time we've actually got a couple things scheduled in advance, and one of them is going to be the Friday night debate. We're going to kick the show off with it. That way we don't have to interrupt anything that we're doing later on with the discussion. And it's going to be you and Stefan Molyneux. I'll be there to some extent. I'm not sure how much I'll get involved. It's likely I won't be able to keep my mouth shut at certain points. But because as a former atheist, I may have
to make a point to attend this.
Wait a second. Yeah. Now, it's one thing to have Johnson and Stefan on. You're saying that there's going to be three microphones. These two guys are on.
You're not going to be
and
in.
That you might wade in. So that means that the guy with the largest amount of talent on the show will be kicked out for this event. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it sounds like.
Why don't you go find your little dope-smoking buddies, and I'll be there.
You can't run the board. Hey, so you get a free night off, though. It's like,
it won't be a whole night. It'll just be the beginning the portion of the show.
I'm getting the night off, too, Mark, for what it's worth, because I'm usually a Friday night co-host.
No. So. You're a third wheel, pal. I think it would be great, actually, Ian, to have you there, and Dale, maybe you should help prep him for some, pantheistic thoughts.
Well, but, Dale is my cult leader. He has recruited me.
The two of you together can commiserate.
Wait, hold on. You were pantheist.
Dale,
you were describing yourself as pantheist before I was.
That's true. I was describing myself as pantheist first, which means that I believe that everything is
I was
God.
Extremely reluctant to embrace the term, and I finally said, well, it's the best thing I can think of to describe me. But still have qualms with it.
But then you went to panentheism, and you
That's
convinced
true.
Me to come on board with panentheism. So
really
don't you
fast, too. I mean, I didn't even have to twist your arm.
Why don't you describe the difference?
Gobbledygook.
Panentheism, I think, is, and part of that, I think, came from like Quaker discussions and things like that, because and from meditation, because what it comes down to is I've always really sort of believed, I didn't always call it this because it sounds kind of, and I know it's going to, the religious connotation is going to turn people off because of what I call it, but I've always sort of believed in the divine. I used to say that math is God, kind of jokingly or half jokingly or whatever. And because math is such a great example of it, if you look at like mathematical formulas and things like that, and how so much of the real world follows
fractals
them.
And things like that.
Yeah, so much of the real world behaves in a manner, it's like there's so many spherical things in our universe, and it's like things are trying to become a perfect, like if you blow a soap bubble, it tries to become a perfect sphere, but it can't because it's made of finite particles. A perfect sphere is actually made of infinite particles, and you can only describe it through a mathematical formula.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an abstraction of something that cannot be represented in our physical world, and yet it exists on some level, right, as a concept. And so that concept, that conceptual perfection that our universe attempts to achieve is the divine. And I think I just sort of extrapolate that to a lot of other things. I think if you look at everything
that we're all a part of this big giant perfect sphere, but we don't know.
No, we're not. It's not that we're a part of it. It's that it guides us. That's the only thing that's sort of separate. There's the universe, and then there's the divine.
We can get into detail if you'd like. Hang on, Johnson. We can bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. We'll talk a little more about panentheism, and also so get ready for the debate coming up next week on Free Talk Live. Then on the Saturday night show next week, we're going to have Radley Jardis sitting in with us to start the show out with. He's been through quite a personal change over the last 6 months, and he's going to tell us about it. And it's going to be a really intense, I think it's going to be a very intense hour. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You can go back. There's a week's worth right there on the front page. You can also click into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you. freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. Johnson is on the line with us to announce that he will be having a debate on this very program with Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio. Now, Stefan Molyneux, pretty popular guy. He's a really well-known thinker in the Liberty movement. He's got his own podcast. We air it over at the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. And he's looked up to. He's respected by a lot of people. And so you're going to be challenging him because he has been talking trash about agnosticism and agnostics on his program. And I decided, when you told me that you were going to have a debate with him, I said, well, let's do it on Free Talk Live. Because, you know, there are some nights on the show where we get pretty theological, where we talk about religion and belief systems and goddesses and things like that.
Much to the chagrin of much of our audience that thinks that, well, you should only talk about liberty-oriented issues.
Yeah, well, this is an open phone show. We talk about all kinds of things on Free Talk Live.
Beyond that, though, Mark, I think a lot of people also believe that freedom and liberty and, of course, rights stem purely from religion. I mean, God. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's what I call want an ultimate context for to discuss morality from.
Sure.
Within.
It's because they believe that rights were created by God, the same reason they believe giraffes were created by God. If God didn't create giraffes, where would they have come from? Is kind of the idea. Well, I can tell you that my rights come from my self-ownership. Humans have territory and they believe in property in a certain way. And yeah, I'll admit that there's certainly societies that believe in property in different manners, but you know, there's a competition amongst societies, and the society that has the best ideas around property is the one that's going to win. And I think that, the liberty community essentially has come up with the best ideas around property. They've coalesced it. I believe I own myself. I believe if I add my labor to something that I own it. If I go out into the forest, I grab a stick. Even if that stick's not on my land, if it's in a state of nature, I grab a stick off the side of the road that's in common property, and then I carve that stick into something. It's mine.
Now, well, see, and my notions of property are derived from the fact that I reject violence, right? It's my rejection of violence that's at the base of all my beliefs and rights. And so when you go and carve that stick, if someone takes it from you, I look at it as retroactive enslavement. And that's why I believe in property.
Now, Dale, you wanted to make a point that I told you to make a note about it.
Yeah, I made a note. When Mark said that he doesn't particularly feel like arguing with people about their religion unless they start threatening people with hell. And that just struck me as kind of funny, because isn't that sort of like threatening to throw Nerf balls at people? You know, if hell isn't real and someone's threatening you're going to go to hell, then what difference does it
make? It's very real in the way that it causes people to act. I mean, a lot of the selling point behind Christianity is if you don't believe our particular brand of voodoo, you're going to burn in the most terrible kind of torture. Our loving and just God is going to torture you for all of eternity.
It's particularly nasty.
My thought is there's not much use arguing with the person threatening with hell, because they're not starting from a basis of rational thought to begin with. They're not thinking in logical terms to begin with. A logical discussion isn't going to get far with them. It makes more sense to try to reach the people who they're talking to and say, yeah, don't pay any attention to that. They're full of crap. You know?
Yeah, I agree, but that's what I do here on this show.
Yeah.
So, Dale,
I don't talk mostly real life to anybody.
Yeah, when you do talk with them, you're mostly playing devil's advocate, and then other people are hearing it, and it's shooting down the ridiculous. It's shooting down the absurd. Yeah.
If you were going to play devil's advocate, you could also say, though, Dale, that a lot of these religious people feel like they absolutely are thinking logically. And if you look up...
they feel they are, and they're wrong.
Pascal's wager, right?
Yeah.
They have a whole logical system built around it, where this is the area of least risk, because if you're wrong, then your soul is burning forever, you know. And it's like, well, but if I'm right, then nothing lost, you know. If there's this other, and it's really all
or
about
whether
you're going to live for this.
But morality is lost. It's
next.
Not true, though. I mean, it's kind of like playing the lottery, where you have a very, very slim chance of winning, but you have to bet an awful lot of money. And that's the way I look at the Pascal's wager, because it is actually, you know, you have one life in this, you know, you have this one life, and you're wasting an awful lot of it on something that's not going to pay off. Like you're wasting, it's like you're spending a lot of your time and.
Well, right, okay. Can we describe what Pascal's wager is, though, for our listeners that don't know?
Pascal's wager is the idea that you should believe in God just in case.
In case,
because, you know, so that you don't go to hell. Just believe it so that you'll go to heaven just in case it is true.
It's fallacious, though, the idea that on the one side that, okay, well, if you believe in the Christian God then and you're wrong, then nothing lost. I think they're wrong about that because you've lost yourself. You've subsumed who you really are so you can follow some arbitrary set of rules and or commandments or whatever that some other human being set down upon you. You never had the chance to really be
you. It's a form of control. That's what it comes down to. It's a form of political – early political control is what a religion
is.
The
first states definitely emerged out of religion.
Yeah. That's how they got.
Statism is the after effect. It's what's still sort of lingering behind, and people are trying to replace it with some sort of. They're trying to replace the religious aspect of it with some sort of secular aspect, and it gets even more absurd actually once you take the religious aspect out of it. Because at least with the religious aspect there, if the religion were true, then it makes sense. You know, if in fact the Pope is the hand of God or the mouth of God or whatever, you know, the first direct connection to God, then it makes sense to obey everything he says. If in fact there's this divine supreme being who knows everything, who knows all and can pass down to us perfect morality. And if that's true, it's an awfully big if, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's true, then all of a sudden this leader on earth makes sense. If all of that's true, but then you take that away and say, okay, well now it's just people, and now you're building up, you're trying to create gods who you already are acknowledging, and from a secular point of view, creating a state, you're trying to create gods out of regular people when you've already acknowledged that there aren't any. But you're trying to, create gods on earth in a manner of speaking, and it's even more absurd than the religious states.
Johnson, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I've got one kind of tangential thought here before I go, which is that I think that, pre-planning events for Free Talk Live, for Porkfest, I think is really a great opportunity because, and this is sort of why I originally brought up the idea of having this debate with Stefan, is because there's a live audience. And it's you don't get any more bigger of an audience when you add Free Talk Live into the mix. I mean, obviously, you've added a huge audience there. But, I mean, I just think it's great to have the live bodies right in front well.
It's a lot of fun being at doing the shows at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum because people come up and they're drinking, they're enjoying their evening, they're socializing, and we're over there doing our thing. And they can pay attention to us if they want, or they can enjoy the company of their friends as well. It's a good time. And Johnson will look forward to that happening next week as we do our live broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And thanks for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in a little bit. Also, take your calls about absolutely anything. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Still to come, we get a chance, 5 gun myths that you learned from Hollywood. Dale will share those with us here. And Dale, by the way, is joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. Dale, you have posted the new Pork Fest last week. I think you posted a new comic strip. You are a comic artist, and you posted hundreds of strips on anarchyinyourhead.com, as well as some blog posts, as well as some video blogs. So if folks want to get more of Dale, that's where they should go, anarchyinyourhead.com. Of course, you're coming out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting early, right? You're going up Tuesday?
Yeah, there will not be any comic updates during Pork Fest. I get there
Monday, okay.
And so I'll start making pancakes Tuesday morning, and if there's stuff left over, I'll make some more on Wednesday, and I'll be selling them.
So good reason to
bring money for pancakes.
This year. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. More about Pork Fest on the way. First, though, your phone calls. Phil is in Virginia, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Hello, Phil.
How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Phil. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to follow up on, I only caught the tail end of the previous caller, and I understand you're talking about the idea of Christians and people of certain religions, but Christianity seemed to be the topic, and how religion had formed some of the earliest states and so forth, which is all factually true. The one thing I never have quite understood is that why, I guess just put it this way, have you ever noticed that a lot of the core beliefs of almost any global religion are all the same or close to the same? There's
certain shared myths, like a big flood.
Well, no, he's like talking about sort of the golden rule, and does pervade. Does that sound right?
I think there were ancient philosophers talking about the golden rule like thousands of years before Christ, and it kind of got passed along.
Yeah, now
and I think it spread.
I also believe that I believe that there is some form of a higher being, a God, just through my own deductions. However, I could be wrong. I always leave that possibility out there. I could be right. And I'm not one of these people that says, oh, you must believe in God just in case. And I've always felt that it's one thing to share your religion, share your ideas, share your thoughts. You know, and if people want to believe it, they can still choose to believe it. I just never understood the forcible aspect of it, especially since a lot of Christians want to force certain things upon you. At least it seems like a lot of these fundamentalists and born-agains, I guess.
Right. Where does that come from? They want to shape. They want to shape their reality to what they believe. So they don't want to see pornographic stores on the corners and bars. In some cases, there's no alcohol in town. You know, drug laws, things like that.
But where does it come from, Mark? Where the evangelical Christian, like, why are they evangelical? What is the motivation there? Do they get a bonus when they get to heaven if they recruit so many people? Is it like network marketing? Why are they so interested in converting people?
Well, I think
that they need to reinforce their own shaky faith.
Well,
and converting people helps that.
And it comes from their preachers want more money. Mm-hmm. They're motivated by all kinds of different things, but among them is, you need to grow the religion. You grow the religion with more money and more people, and people that believe strongly in things are evangelical about all kinds of stuff out there. So all you have to do is hear Linux users call this show, and you'll find that people that believe in something tend to be evangelical about it, and you'll often find the new versions of a denomination or religion are the most evangelical ones. So Jehovah's Witnesses, very evangelical. Obviously the evangelicals are very evangelical, and they're less basically 100 years old.
Phil, thoughts?
I agree with a lot of that. I have a bit of a conflict of thought, because I've always figured that, I personally think that most people who wants to do the conversion, they have the best of intention. Like, they truly think that this is the way it is, and, I want, as many people as possible to hear it, because they want them to be saved, and they want them to go to heaven. Me, personally, I just kind of discuss it and to say, look, this is what I believe. If you think it's right, you could choose to believe it, too. Of course, my beliefs are much simpler, and I guess they're much more don't worry, be happy type, because I really believe that the God, as I believe God is, or whatever higher power you want to call it, pretty much once you live your life as you will live it, and if you're going to be judged, you'll be judged for it, but that's really between you and God.
Phil, have the punishment mentality where there's some sort of burning eternal place for you to go if you've been a naughty boy, or is your God a truly all loving God? Because I don't think an all loving goddess would punish its creations like that.
No, I think, well, there's I'm still kind of figuring this one out, and I think that's a lot of what religion is and belief is, you kind of shape and you learn things over time. And I'm only 27, so I can't say that I've fully fleshed out my thoughts. I'm still reconciling some things, and that's one thing I've always had my own thoughts about is, is this an all-loving God or an all-hateful God? If you read the Bible, there's two of them.
Is God separate from you in the first place? As we've been discussing the idea of panentheism, and I wanted to get back into that here in a little bit. Final thoughts, Phil?
I just think that people need to kind of adopt more of a live-and-let-live mentality when it comes to other people's religion.
You're well for that.
I agree with that. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jamie in Oklahoma. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, what's going on, fellas?
Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty.
Yeah.
At wheelsoffliberty.com.
Man, that was a deep conversation right there you just had.
Take us to another level.
Yeah, Jamie, I don't know what you're going to say here, but I suspect it's going to be something really deep.
Is it
going
to bring us back to earth?
Wrapped in a big wrapper of asininity.
It is. Of course, I'm a lot smarter than your average caller on the on the theological level and everything. So I'm just going to keep my thoughts to myself on all that.
It would just go right over people's heads, Jeremy. I mean, sorry, Jamie, because,
Yeah,
it's probably too sophisticated for them to grasp.
Smart. I wanted to call and tell y'all about our trip to Austin. For some reason, people around the country in the Libertarian Party kind of want to invite us to come speak at it.
Yeah, how many of those have you done now? You've done a handful of them, right? Like, two or three, something like that?
Yeah, I've done two of them. Mike, who is now vaginally beat down, he actually got to come with me on this last one. And, of course, Taryn goes there and stuff. But, man, I hear a lot of conflicting things about the Libertarian Party, about how they've strayed from core beliefs and everything. And I've had firsthand experience that a lot of that's true on some of the party members. I believe this last time we had two people that actually condemned Wheels Off Liberty after our speech. But for the most part, about 60 people agreed with everything that we said. And, of course, we just talk a pure anarchy gospel, basically. We're voluntarists, and we believe in no government. All three of us do. Mike may be a little bit more a little conservative for, you know, he's a lot mark on Free Talk Live.
You've got to keep one around.
Yeah, but, you know, after we got done talking, we had an overwhelming response from libertarians saying, I agree completely with you, and you ought to be able to live whatever lifestyle you choose to live without absolutely any government interference at all. And I just got to say kudos to those type of libertarians, man. I can live with them all day long, as long as they want to leave me alone.
Well, those folks are definitely out there, and I hope that a bunch of them make their way up here to New Hampshire, because that's where they should be.
Sure, and I think a lot of times the Libertarian Party gets a bad rap right now, though, with you know, little tools like Wayne Allen Root and Bob Barr and those type of people that kind of infiltrated the party.
Jimmy, do you have more you want to stick around for?
I don't have much, man. Y'all have a good time at Wheels Off Liberty. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, man, we'll hope you come out here next year for it, and we'll be thinking about you. And thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. WheelsOffLiberty.com. Great show, by the way. Make sure you check it out. You can also listen to it on LRN.fm. More coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. And we just talked to Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty. He mentioned Taryn. That's one of his co-hosts on Wheels Off Liberty. But Taryn also does his own thing on the LCL report. In fact, he supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of Taryn's unique swag. He also does custom work for about everything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com. Or join his fan group on Facebook. You can also buy from him in person at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up next week. If you want to access all his best designs first, come to the free champagne mimosa party he'll be hosting after the Porcupine Freedom Festival's opening ceremonies, and I believe that will be on Thursday at some point. So you can go to you can go to porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C, porkfest2010.com, to get the full itinerary of what's happening. Of course, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where you'll be able to hang out with literally hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals. It's going to be a great time. All kinds of activities going on. Lots of sales of products and services without asking government's permission to do so. It's going to be an absolute blast. Probably some level of civil disobedience and just a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time, and it always is, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. So join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010, porkfest2010.com. Get registered. It's not too late to get the discount. If you show up the day of without registration, you'll have to pay an extra $5. Porkfest2010.com. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about anything going to Abel in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. Abel in New Hampshire, going once.
Years since I've called you guys.
It's been years, you say?
Yeah, it's been a couple.
Well, welcome back.
I wanted to weigh in on this kind of theology discussion that you guys have been having. You know,
sure.
Years back, I you know, kind of came from a bit of a Christian background. You know, I got myself a job in the library for some time. You know, read the Quran and the Torah. You know, Nag Hammadi texts and so on and so forth. And eventually found my way into, you know, certain beliefs like the Kabbalah and, you know, Wicca and so on and so forth. And eventually, you know, as I was starting to open my eyes to the ideas of liberty, I came across one particular philosophy called chaos that I found really appealing. You know, and I thought that it really, really kind of tied in with a lot of what, you know, liberty had to offer as well. And, you know, one of the core tenets of chaos is this kind of rabid avoidance of dogma. And, you know,
is chaos spelled C-H-A-O-S?
Yeah, okay. C-H-A-O-S. A fellow named Peter Carroll writes a lot about it. I think that Phil Hine does a better job of explaining.
Well, tell me about it. What does it mean? What are the fundamentals?
Well, you know, basically, when I say the avoidance of dogmatism, it's just that. It's that you take, it's an understanding that, you know, any form of faith is ultimately an anchor that holds you down, holds you back. So as we slough off these belief systems, we ultimately free ourselves to make use of any other belief system that comes along. You know, I can use the Christian ritual, or I can turn around and I can use Jedi rituals from Star Wars, and they're ultimately equally effective for me.
Yeah, that makes perfectly good sense to me. I don't like the name Chaos because it seems to encompass so much more.
It really does, and there is a lot more in there. You know, there's way more to it than just that avoidance of dogmatism. You know, like I said, you know, Peter Carroll and Phil Hine, they explain it way better than I ever could. You know, and you know, even when you read them, you're just touching the very tip of it. But really and honestly, it's about engineering your own reality. You know, and that's a lot of what you guys talked about in the past is, you know, kind of choosing your own path through life. But, you know, this is more of a technical system based in kind of an esoteric type magical framework.
A technical system called Chaos. That's awesome.
Wrap your mind around it.
Where did you find out about this?
It's funny. I was in the military and I was snooping around in a library on Fort Hood, Texas. And I was way back in the back where they kept all the technical manuals, and I came across a book called Lieber Nolan Psychonaut. And I don't know if it was back there by accident or if it was back there because it was one of their technical manuals. But I stuck it under my BDU blouse and kind of ran off with it. You know, I wasn't a very good soldier, but but you know, hey, you know, I probably paid for it anyway.
Yeah.
So
you found a book about psychonauts in the military library?
It's a book called Lieber Nolan Psychonaut by Peter Carroll.
Now, psychonaut is normally somebody who's known for doing psychedelic substances to an extreme, right?
Yeah, it really is, you know. And there's a chapter in there about chemic gnosis, you know, using chemicals to obtain a state of mind that will allow you to change your perception and thus
I think
reality.
That's one of the reasons why a lot of religious folks are against psychedelics, because they're worried that their subjects, if you will, might see things or come to believe things after using those substances that would be detrimental to the church's control over them, the religious system's control.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, you can most definitely use these substances to obtain a different kind of a different focus on reality.
Hey, I want to thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight, Abel. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Elizabeth listening to the TJ Network, WTJS in Jackson, Tennessee. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
People who have different beliefs may be believing in a religion, they think. But actually, they're not. Christianity is a way of life. It's not a religion. There are many Christian types of religions or denominations, but Christianity is a way of life. And its chief proponent, if I may use that word, is love. Love of others as well as love of God. Now, children are gifts from God, which is my belief. Should one be fortunate enough to believe in one true and eternally living God, whose name is sometimes pronounced Jehovah, otherwise they may have children by something that is randomly occurring melding of protoplasms with the ability to transmit its genetic codes to progeny produced by a brainless cell structure that reproduces itself by dividing after being penetrated by a large-headed, microscopic tadpole.
So I'm just wondering, do non-Christians reproduce in the fashion that you're talking about here? Or
I have no idea how they think they reproduce. I think they know what causes children these days. There were a lot, I think, back somewhere in the dark, long-forgotten ages, people didn't connect the two acts between the result. But they do now. And fortunately and thankfully, they know that this miracle that occurs called
reproduction. Is it really a miracle? I mean, is it a miracle if it happens millions of times a day, every day?
Even if there was not a God Almighty, it would still be a miracle. And I, for one, would stand in awe to see this magnificent concentration and collection of neural connections and muscles and a heart and all of the other things that go with being a human being. This is not a random circumstance.
Is birth a miracle when it happens to, like, say, baby chicks or when, I saw two love bugs doing it, and that's pretty gross. Is that a miracle, too?
I would think so, yes.
Is death also a miracle?
You do realize that the process, the whole notion of emergent order, which a lot of people think of as natural, they hear natural selection or evolution, that process is not random. You understand that, right?
That's right, it isn't.
Okay.
So how did it occur? How did it come into being? You see, this is why I believe in God.
Is death a miracle?
That is a miracle.
Death is also a miracle in your belief system?
Well, certainly it is the ultimate end of a circumstance of a life that exists.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The primary definition of a miracle is an effect or extraordinary event in the physical world that surpasses all known human or natural powers. I don't know. Birth happens all the time. Is it really extraordinary?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.